This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, January 30th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, we will have two features from Illinois Public Radio following a historic day in Illinois. First, we'll have a story on the ouster of Rod Blagojevich as Illinois' governor at the hands of the Illinois Senate yesterday. And then we'll talk about the new governor, Pat Quinn, who was sworn into office immediately after those proceedings. We'll also check the weekend forecast for Champaign-Urbana, but first a look at today's news. The new governor of Illinois says the state's problems demand honest leadership from officials and sacrifice from the public. Patrick Quinn spoke publicly for the first time as governor last night and then signed his official oath of office. That gives him the authority to start acting as governor. He replaces Rod Blagojevich, who was impeached and removed from office after a unanimous vote from the Senate yesterday. Quinn says he and other elected officials have a lot of work to do to help the state of Illinois.
In this moment, our hearts are hurt, and it is very important that all of us understand that we have a duty, a mission, to restore the faith of the people of Illinois in the integrity of our government, and to make sure that all of our elected officials have the confidence of the voters.
Quinn also says Illinois faces problems that demand sacrifice from its people. He mentioned the state's faltering economy and government's huge backlog of unpaid bills. As Pat Quinn takes over as the new Illinois governor, other statewide elected officials say they're hoping to help him restore integrity to state government. State Comptroller Dan Hines has been warning elected officials and the public for months about the state's worsening budget crisis. He says part of the problem is Rod Blagojevich was dishonest about his budget practices.
What we saw over the last 6 years was smoke and mirrors, deceitful budgeting, telling us things are great when they're not. We need some people who are going to tell us straightforward facts and then deal with them head on.
Hines says he's already talked with Quinn about the current budget situation, a deficit of more than $3 billion. And the comptroller says Quinn has already shown he wants to work with other elected officials, whereas Blagojevich was combative. Attorney General Lisa Madigan also says she's confident Quinn will work with other top leaders to restore public faith in government. The new governor will have control over billions of dollars in state aid from President Barack Obama's economic recovery plan now that Rod Blagojevich has been kicked out of office. A provision in the House stimulus bill would have blocked Blagojevich from exercising any control over the money due the state. Instead, it would have been under the control of the legislature. Now, with Blagojevich removed from office by the state Senate, Quinn can determine how the money is used. The idea behind the provision was to make sure Blagojevich couldn't have used the money to enrich himself or his associates. Illinois stands to gain about $1 billion just for road projects to be contracted across the state. President Barack Obama says the removal of Rod Blagojevich as governor has ended a painful episode for Illinois. In a 41-word statement released last night, Obama says he wishes Pat Quinn the best, even though the state was crippled by a crisis of leadership. The now former Illinois governor, Rod Blagojevich, had some parting words last night from his North Side home. Tony Arnold has that story.
Blagojevich's house is located on a normally quiet street in Chicago's Ravenswood Manor neighborhood. But when he came outside, he found at least six police cars, dozens of journalists, and many neighbors camped out on his front lawn, waiting to hear his plans for the future.
I wanted to say to all the people of Illinois and the people who are listening to me how much I love them, and love them more today than I ever did before. And I want them to know that I've done nothing wrong. I'm going to work day and night to clear my name.
After his initial speech, Blagojevich embraced the supporters who came to his house and invited many of them to stop by any time. In the middle of the cluster, a reporter asked how Blagojevich is going to manage his life financially.
One day at a time, sweet Jesus, one day at a time.
A little after that, Blagojevich pushed through the crowd, climbed the stairs to his house, gave a few more waves, and went inside. I'm Tony Arnold.
The departure of Blagojevich as Illinois' governor is not being celebrated in every corner of the state. Officials of Springfield-based Illinois Primary Health Care Association said the removal of Blagojevich by the state Senate on Thursday concluded a long state nightmare. However, Association Vice President Philip Largent called the governor a champion of health care. Largent pointed out there are thousands of people who have access to health care because of Blagojevich's initiatives. The association, Largent said, took no stance on whether the governor's health care initiative should have convinced the Senate not to remove him from office. Largent said the organization also didn't take a stand on the governor's recent use of executive power to expand family care eligibility without legislative approval. The move has been ruled illegal by a Cook County court. Champaign Senator Mike Frericks says the impeachment of Rod Blagojevich will bring about a new era of bipartisan cooperation.
There is no doubt that we have grave issues facing the state of Illinois. But I think that you have a new attitude, a new spirit here. people in the House and the Senate and the governor's office willing to sit down as adults and work together to solve serious problems for the state.
Frerich says he's very hopeful about Governor Pat Quinn's tenure as well as the efforts of new Illinois Senate President John Cullerton. While a number of his colleagues were saddened, the Democrat says yesterday was a great day for Illinois. Frerich says he's glad the state has proven it has the process in place to impeach a governor when that person shows a pattern of abuse. The head of the Illinois Republican Party says the state's new governor, Pat Quinn, is a Blagojevich Democrat who kept silent for too long about his predecessor's corruption. But a deputy Republican leader in the Illinois House says that sort of talk can wait. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
The Illinois Senate vote to remove Blagojevich was unanimous, but Illinois GOP Chairman Andy McKenna said shortly after the vote that the Democrats who voted aye had once been Blagojevich's allies. McKenna issued a statement calling the new Governor Quinn just another political opportunist who didn't come out against Blagojevich until it was politically convenient. Danville Republican Bill Black said comments like that can wait.
In all due respect to the Republican chairman, Mr. McKenna, who I certainly like personally, time out. Blow the whistle. Enough of the political rhetoric. We've been through enough of that for the last 3 years to last a lifetime.
Black, a House deputy Republican leader who served on the chamber's impeachment committee, says he doesn't think Quinn knew in advance about the charges alleged against Blagojevich, and he says he's ready to work with the new governor to bring higher ethical standards and more fiscal responsibility to state government. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Congressional leaders again are pressing this nation's new energy chief to revive stalled plans for an experimental coal-fired power plant in Illinois. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois joined Republican colleague Kit Bond of Missouri and other Midwest lawmakers in writing a letter to Energy Secretary Stephen Hsu about the ambitious project known as FutureGen. If built, the plant would burn coal for power but store emissions of the greenhouse gas carbon dioxide underground. And the Energy Department pulled its support for FutureGen last year, blaming rising costs. Durbin and others believe the decision was based on presidential politics. FutureGen's builders picked Mattoon in eastern Illinois over other sites, including two in Texas. For the latest newscast online, go to WILL.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Foster. Rob Blagojevich is no longer the governor of Illinois. The Illinois Senate yesterday voted unanimously to end his 6 years in office. Amanda Vinicky has that story.
An historic impeachment process that began more than a month ago culminated yesterday afternoon shortly before 5 o'clock when Illinois Supreme Court Justice Thomas Fitzgerald announced the Senate's verdict.
In the matter of the impeachment of Governor Rod R. Blagojevich, the Senate of the 96th General Assembly of the State of Illinois, sitting as an impeachment tribunal, has sustained the article of impeachment. Therefore, Rod R. Blagojevich is removed from the office of governor of the state of Illinois, effective immediately. And further, he is disqualified from holding any future public office of this state.
With that, Blagojevich was unseated as the 40th governor of the state of Illinois. As promised, the former amateur boxer did not go down without a fight. Earlier in the afternoon, Blagojevich had used the state plane for one last trip to Springfield. He came to plead with senators to grant him mercy.
If I felt I had violated a law, I would meet my responsibilities. I would have resigned in December. I wouldn't put my family through this. I wouldn't put you through this. And most importantly, I wouldn't put the people of Illinois through this. But I didn't resign then, and I'm not resigning now because I have done nothing wrong.
It was a passionate speech. During his remarks, Blagojevich maintained he didn't break any law and that the trial was unfair. He apologized only for fighting and prodding too hard at times with the legislature. Always, he said, in an effort to improve schools, expand health care, and help people. And he argued that FBI wiretaps of 4 phone calls played for the Senate by the prosecution as evidence that Blagojevich had engaged in pay-to-play were evidence only of what all politicians do to win elections. All arguments that were refuted by House Prosecutor David Ellis.
All he talks about is himself. It's not fair to me. What about the people of this state? What about when our bond rating is falling? It's now going to be more expensive. What about when we now have the only governor in the country who doesn't have access to security information from the federal government? When every constitutional officer, when the president of the United States is calling for him to resign? Does that not speak to the harm inflicted on this state, the stain on this state?
Rather than win over senators, many, like Republican Dale Ryder of Mattoon, say they were insulted by Blagojevich's remarks.
Those are the words and deeds of a devious, cynical, crass, and corrupt politician, and someone from whom the people of this state must be protected.
It wasn't just Republicans who had that reaction. Members of Blagojevich's own party were just as visceral, like Chicago Democrat James Meeks.
I say we have this thing called impeachment, and it's bleeping golden, and we've used it the right way.
A reference to Blagojevich's supposed profanity-laden description about the worth of Illinois' vacant U.S. Senate seat, which the U.S. attorney accuses Blagojevich of trying to sell. The charges laid out against him rely in part on those infamous criminal allegations, but the article of impeachment also outlines a pattern of abuse featuring various misdeeds like violating the separation of powers and improperly awarding state contracts. In the end, not a single senator came to Blagojevich's defense. Each stood one by one as they cast the vote convicting Blagojevich for abuse of power.
Bivens.
Yes.
Bomke.
Yes.
Bond.
Yes.
Just moments after Brain. The vote, the photo of Blagojevich yes. hanging at the Brzezinski. Main entrance of the state capitol yes. was removed Claiborne. And replaced with one of Illinois' new yes. governor, Pat Quinn. Blagojevich was at home in Chicago when the vote took place. When it was over, he stepped outside his house and said that while he's disappointed in the Senate's action, he will continue fighting to clear his name. According to the criminal complaint which clinched Blagojevich's demise, the FBI caught Blagojevich on tape saying he no longer wanted to be stuck being Illinois' governor for another 2 years. Yesterday, he got his wish. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Illinois has a new governor. Pat Quinn took the oath of office at the state capitol moments after former Governor Rob Blagojevich was convicted in his impeachment trial. After years of fighting the system, Quinn now finds himself in charge of it. Sean Crawford has that report.
I, Patrick Joseph Quinn,
do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
Quinn has been waiting in the wings for weeks, watching as lawmakers began the process to boot Blagojevich from office and allow him to take over as governor. Quinn and Blagojevich had a rocky relationship, which all but ended in recent months as the two stopped speaking to one another. Illinois' governor offered no thoughts on his predecessor, saying he's looking ahead, not back.
There's a reason God put our eyes in front of our head. If we're going to always look backwards, we probably won't go very far in Illinois or anywhere else. I think we need to look forward. Governor Blagojevich and his wife, they're now private citizens. And I think that we should leave it there.
However, Quinn pulled the state police security detail that had been with Blagojevich, saying Chicago police can provide adequate protection for Blagojevich and his family. Quinn assumes his new role at a turbulent time in Illinois, along with the political scandal, the state's budget is a mess, infrastructure is crumbling, and the level of trust among state leaders has sunk to new lows. But Quinn says he's thinking positively about the future and hopes for more cooperation going forward. Quinn offered no details about how he'd solve the budget problems, sidestepping questions over tax increases. He also took a pass when asked if he would be a candidate for governor in the next election.
You know, I don't think the people of Illinois need politics right now. We've had our dose of that, a heavy dose, for the last 7 weeks. I think this should be a year of governance where people really work on repairing damage and making things better. And there'll be plenty of time for politics in 2010.
Quinn has more than 700 days to make his mark as governor. Some of his first decisions might be to undo some of Blagojevich's work. Quinn says he'll reopen shuttered state parks and historic sites. He seemed to turn thumbs down on Blagojevich's recent controversial pick to head the Department of Natural Resources. And when it comes to plans for closing a state prison and transferring dozens of transportation workers from Springfield, Quinn says those moves are under review. He also says he'll remove Blagojevich's name from signs along Illinois' tollways. And unlike Blagojevich, Quinn says he'll live at the executive mansion in Springfield. Quinn admits there will be a period of adjustment.
Well, there really wasn't a transition in the way that President Bush was gracious and cooperative with President Obama. there was no transition here. It was non-existent. And so we will have to have a period of time, probably the rest of the coming month, to have a transition and make sure that things are done properly.
Quinn says he'll likely push back his budget address until he can go through details about the state's finances. It's a subject with which he's familiar, though. His involvement in Illinois government dates back to the Walker administration in the mid-1970s. Along with his time spent as lieutenant governor, he was once the state treasurer, and he served on the Cook County Board of Tax Appeals. In between, he organized petition drives, most notably his successful effort to reduce the size of the Illinois House. The cutback amendment made him a pariah among some in Illinois government, but Quinn has outlasted most of his enemies. The 60-year-old father of two has remade his image from one of a demagogue to that of an individual who immerses himself in issues as diverse as needs of veterans and the electric supply. But even though he's governor, Quinn still talks like an outsider.
I know that my mission here in the next 700 days is to work as hard as I can for those people who don't have lobbyists in Springfield, who don't have friends in high places. They maybe are afraid of losing their job or losing their home or their income's declining. So my job is to fight for them.
For years, Pat Quinn has struggled to get his voice heard and to be taken seriously by those in the top levels of state government. He won't have that problem now, as the outsider is suddenly on the inside. I'm Sean Crawford.
In the forecast for the region, we have partly sunny skies today with a high around 19, mostly cloudy tonight, the low around 8. Mostly sunny tomorrow, the high around 32, partly cloudy tomorrow evening, the low around 28, partly sunny Sunday, the high around 35, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow. Sunday night, the low around 22, partly sunny Monday, the high around 28. Mostly cloudy Monday evening with scattered flurries, the low around 15. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, January 30th. You can find podcasts at Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.